prostitutes, luxurious living, and gluttony. The son lived like this until his money ran dry. I'm sure it all happened so fast in his mind. Where did all my money go? I imagine him thinking. And then, famine. Exactly when he needed his money the most, it was gone. He was broke. He was alone. He was hungry. Trying to persuade a local farmer to hire him was probably a lot harder than we think. The famine probably had everyone scraping to get by. But he managed to get a job feeding the pigs. And for someone who had nothing, the food started to look appetizing. Can you imagine going from living a lifestyle resembling that of royalty to feeding pigs and contemplating whether to join them because of how hungry you are? He went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in what probably seemed like the blink of an eye. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.'" So he returned home to his father. Luke 15:17-20. Something clicked within the son. His current circumstances in life were anything but where he wanted to be, and his heart began to change. The lifestyle he was living didn't satisfy his yearning for fulfillment. He was broken, and he came to his senses. His father's servants were better off than he was. He had a place to sleep, clean clothes, and bellies full of food, unlike him. Eugene Peterson described the falsity of the world's lies like this: "The first step toward God is a step away from the lies of the world." And that's what the son did. He decided it was time for him to drop his pride and head back home, probably wondering whether his father would even speak to him. "How on earth am I going to explain that my inheritance is gone?" he probably thought. But he had no other choice. He could either live with the pigs and pretend as if everything was okay, or admit his failure and seek forgiveness from his father. And let's be honest, a lot of us sometimes would rather choose the first option than the second. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found." So the party began. Luke 15:20-24. I've read countless times that a man running toward another man in these times was not something you'd ordinarily see. Imagine how overwhelmed with emotion the father was when he saw his son in the distance. I would feel the same way seeing one of my kids in the distance. Verse 20 says, "Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him." I believe the father knew why his son was coming home. He knew that his money had been wasted. He knew that his son had done just what he had warned against, but still the father ran. And God still runs after us. After the son admitted his failures, he probably expected his father to be upset and reprimand him, which would have been completely acceptable. But the father didn't do that. He did quite the opposite. The love that filled his heart led him to do something quite different. He welcomed his younger son with hugs, kisses, the finest robe in the house, sandals for his feet, and a gold ring for his finger. That's what love does. The father acts as if his son never left in the first place, welcoming him home with love, grace, and the best he has to offer. A father's love for his children is something I never truly understood until I became a father myself. So I get it. I get why the father was so excited to see his boy returning home safe and in one piece. He couldn't contain his joy.